You're listening to the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Hi, and welcome to Spotlight on eWomen Network. I'm Phyllis Smith. So have you ever had an idea that's swirling around your brain? Or maybe many ideas for that matter, and they just kind of get stuck there. They don't move beyond your head. Well, today's guest is the implementation expert. She helps you get your ideas out of your head and out into the world. Her name is Sylvia Henderson, and she joins us to help you move those ideas to profit and purpose. So please welcome my wonderful friend as well, Sylvia Henderson.
Hello, Phyllis, and everybody who's watching and listening.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you because that could be a nightmare. You know, you dream about it, you dream about the ideas, and then you're like, oh my God, I've got this great idea. And then a month goes by and 2 months. Next thing you know, it's next year, and the idea is still in your head and it hasn't gotten anywhere. And that is very frustrating for some people, for sure.
Not only frustrating, but you don't get fulfilled. You don't feel like you've met your purpose in life.
It's true. And you help people do that. And we're going to get to that in a little bit. But first, I want to talk more about you, get to know you a little bit more and understand sort of where you came from and how you got into the business of helping people implement their ideas and becoming the idea implementation specialist that you are. So first of all, give us a background on your evolution from corporate career to a sustaining business that you have today.
So this feels like the story of begats. One begat the next that begat the next. So yeah, 22, 23 years in corporate America for now the oldest technology company in existence. I won't say the name, but people will probably figure out which one with three little letters. Quite happy in a corporate career. And as things changed, I became independent, as I say, not of my own choice. And so I was faced with, what do I do next? Do I find another job? And that was because technology and the environment, the world was changing, not for anything I did. And so I, after being a student of professional development and personal development, I thought, if I don't do this now, I never will. And a couple of people challenged me and said, you've been talking about going on your own for a long time. No salary, no job, no benefits. What's up? And so springboard training became what I became. And I started out training, just the evolution of the business real quick. I started out as a training company because that's my heart. That's my love. That's what I did in corporate America. Went from training to keynote speaking because ego said, I want to be on that stage. I want to be that one person, that one speaker. I went from keynote speaking, which I found out I didn't like because I wasn't getting that two-way interaction. And so then I wrote a book like everybody's supposed to do. And then from that book came more speaking, but a different kind of speaking and workshops and retreats and all kinds of other stuff. And that's how I became the idea person, because I really focus on getting your idea out, communicated, and then taking action. It's kind of what I did as a manager, and it's what I do now.
Along the way, you've made some mistakes. So can you just give us some of those mistakes you've made so we don't make them ourselves?
So anybody who's been following the bank code system or any other assessment, I have the code or the indicator, the Myers-Briggs and all these other assessments. I act first and think later. So I'm action oriented. And that kind of gets me in trouble sometimes. I say yes to things without a thorough analysis, without thoroughly looking at the opportunity. And I know you don't have to research forever, but sometimes I could stop just a little bit longer to research something before I say yes. So, I mean, I've spent thousands of dollars on quick decisions that have, you know, cost thousands of dollars. But, you know, in the end, even though they feel like mistakes, every one of them has led me to learn something that I've applied to the next thing. So while they've been mistakes, and it, like I said, jumping into something that I should have thought through otherwise, it still led me to where I am.
Well, and the truth is, yeah, you've spent thousands of dollars, but it's also learning, because you're action oriented. You know, there's an extreme. You have the action oriented that just dives and doesn't know if the, how deep the water is, if it's deep at all. And then there's those who never act. And somewhere in between, I'm guessing that you've learned your lesson. And so you think through things more thoroughly. You know, and you're just a little more careful now. I mean, you're one of our celebrity science clients. That's a big investment in yourself. And so what made you decide to do that and take that leap that I imagine that you had to do some research on that?
Oh yeah. And some vetting from other former celeb, or, you know, I guess you're always celebrity science, but vetting from some people who preceded me. So what led to this point, and really this borders on what other people should think about when they're analyzing something. First of all, I reached the point of it's got to be one quote last thing or I'm done. I mean, I've been in business since 2000, and while I've achieved success, as other people would see it, I was looking for something even more. I needed my business to go from just me, which it's been for all along, and a couple of temporary people, to a sustaining business that carries me into retirement and helps cover my nursing bills when I get that age. So without me having to be it. And once I heard about celebrity science upgrading the image that then allows me to upgrade the business, that's what did it. And plus, I've been a women's coach and consultant for a long time. And I saw Kim and I said, you know what? I'm corporate overall. I want that male energy again. And so that was the other thing that led me to celebrity science.
Well, one of the things, and speaking of women, that you focus on working with women is that, especially, you know, female and minority owned business and businesses in the service industry fail, you know, within 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Ooh, let me get out of my biases, because the main thing I think is, you know, people do business. They say, I know it's an old adage, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And especially if you're reaching kind of the higher echelons of a client, and me, who I'm kind of moving back to the corporate focus as a client, let's face it, it's still a male dominated world. And I think even without thinking, the guys do business with people they know, like, and trust, and they're learning to have women in the business world and in the technology world, which is an emphasis of my client base. But they're still figuring out that trust, that really know. And, you know, in our personal times, all you need to do is look at what they say, churches are the most segregated institutions on Sundays. And it's not for anyone trying to be, it's because we tend to go to where we're most comfortable. And I think that happens in business also. So it's just a matter of working harder, messaging better, making better relationships in order to survive, you know, for females and minorities to have that better chance.
Is it because of that failure rate that you decided that you wanted to use, like, target that those women and minority-owned businesses? Is that the reason behind it?
Not really. like I said, I am most comfortable with someone, because I'm not going to work for a company again. My targeting companies and organizations as my clients. I am most comfortable with that corporate mindset, with that organization company person who understands timelines. They understand strategy. They understand the things that go into the corporate planning and action. And I try to be a little more, I call it woo, but I tried to be more soft and heart-centered in my approach. And while I've transitioned somewhat, it's still, man, if you understand numbers and you understand action and accountability and you're ready to do it now and you hear about what I do or what I can offer you and you say, okay, without even asking the price, let me sign on the dotted line. I'm like, yes, that's that action-oriented person that I really, really best relate to. And I mean, this is me. This is the corporate suit. And so I just needed to go back to an environment and a person who gets me and that I'm really comfortable with.
What is it about that corporate organizational culture that works, that you feel is so effective for a small business owner?
My corporate background trained me on writing proposals, on what I need to do to prepare to sit in front of someone and give them the features, the functions, the benefits. It's almost a way of communicating, how I talk, how my presence is. And all of that I learned in my corporate background. And it's different from a lot of times the solo, heart-centered, health and wellness environment and or person or entrepreneur. And I think that's, some of this is hard to put a pin on because I don't want to offend people, but there's a directness. There's an action orientation to somebody who comes from a corporate environment. There's not a whole lot of get to know. It's like, okay, come in, sit down, what you got? Let me sign on the dotted line. And that's what I do best.
Now, truthfully, I think everybody needs a bit of that, even if you are in kind of a softer, like you were describing health and wellness, and you are kind of that softer, little more mushy kind of feely, touchy-feely kind of person. That's wonderful, and that's what your clients might need when you're working with them. But in terms of business is business, and there are some basic rules and structure for any business. And that, it seems to me, that's what you help impart on your clients is, let's create some structure. And then once we create some structure, then you can get busy being in business. Is that
correct?
And
that's what I did. Yes. And that's what I do with individuals. I still haven't left the solo entrepreneur. I've probably just, being a part of Celebrity Science, my fee has increased. So there's a certain entrepreneur who, best gets what I do. But I still haven't abandoned the solo entrepreneur. And you're exactly right. My most common individual is the creative who needs that ideation. They need that. Now let's lay this out and let's figure out how to take action on it instead of just having the idea and not quite knowing where to go next. So that's been my biggest successes. But now I'm just more ready to work with groups as opposed to a solo entrepreneur.
It's also important to note that you don't describe yourself as a business coach. You
Correct.
Are not a business coach. In fact, people will work with you and a business coach. So explain to us the difference between what you do and what a business coach might do.
Uh-oh. Now you're going to get me in trouble again. So my thought is and I've got plenty. In fact, I will refer you to coaches, especially life coaches, because I know that's not what I do. So maybe the easiest way to do is say how I complement a business coach. Because to me, a coach typically has a program, or they have a set way of, I have this way to work with you. And you know, here's my program, or here's the year's engagement, or whatever it may be. And they have set steps in their program because they've developed a system. Well, I've developed a system, but it's not set. And this is probably the hardest thing for me to communicate to someone. They say, so what's your 6-week program? Well, I don't have a 6-week program. I help you figure things out and get things done and get them done within the coaching environment that you may be a part of. There may be things you need from me that you're not getting from the coach. Yes, I definitely have complimented many a coaching program, because what I do integrates. It integrates what you've got going in the coaching program, what you've got going in life, and then how you take these new things and actually put them into action.
Well, it's also, I mean, think of it this way. A coach, you might be working with a coach and you set your goals, right? And so you have your goals, and your coach is your accountability partner as mm-hmm. well. And then they go to you, and you can actually help. Okay, you know what your goals are. You already worked that out. Now let's work together to structure that to yes. get you and help you reach your goals.
Yes, and I welcome coaches who need somebody at that either early end, or they're not getting where they need to get in that going in their program. I know I welcome coaches to say, hey, can we partner? Because to me, it's collaboration is really where progress is made even more. And you know, I'm not taking away from them, and they're not taking away from me, and we figure out the, you know, the revenue. But
okay, so Sylvia, we need to take a short yep. break, and but when we come back, we're going to start getting into a few little nuggets, a few little ways and advice from you on how to take your ideas out of your noggin and, you know, get it out to the world so you could make the world a better place and do what you are meant to do on this earth. So cool. We'll be right back.
Calling all speakers. eWomen Network has speaking engagements all over North America that must be filled. Are you a gifted messenger, author, expert, or successful entrepreneur that can help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? Our mission is to help 1 million fulfilled women each achieve $1 million in annual revenue. If you're a speaker that can help women prosper, go to eWomenNetwork.com and sign up as a pro member of our Speakers Network. That's eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen Network. I'm Phyllis Smith, and I'm speaking with Sylvia Henderson. And Sylvia is the ideal implementation specialist. That's right. She helps you take your ideas out of your head and get them going. Take action on them. She provides, helps to provide you some structure and guidance on reaching those goals that you set. So, you know, we assume people always have ideas, right? But at times we need to get ideas. So before we actually implement the idea, what is your advice, and give us some tips on how to come up with the idea first?
I'm sure there are many people listening or watching thinking, my problem's too many. You know, what do you mean no ideas? But just like you said, sometimes you're faced with, oh gosh, I need a new program, or I need a new product, or I can't figure out what I'm doing with that book that I know I need to write. What do I do? So one of the things I have people do when they're stuck with an idea, or even getting one, they're going blank. I love to say, look around you. So here's a quick exercise. Look around you and look at something, anything, whether it's in your office, whether it's outside, I don't care. In fact, take yourself away from where you're sitting and struggling with your idea and go somewhere else, preferably outside, and focus on something. I don't care what it is. Look at the car that just went by, or just went by in my office here, and say, what could I do to improve that? So you're not thinking about what you're trying to get an idea about. You're figuring out, no, look at the lamp, or look at the tape dispenser and say, what can I do to improve that? And you might think this is kind of crazy, but believe it or not, and then start writing down those ideas. And your brain, I don't know the physical, scientific reason, but your brain starts to unlock with some ridiculous things, and actually some of them aren't so ridiculous, and then come back to what you're trying to think of, and it's amazing how suddenly you go, oh, yeah, maybe I should, or oh, here's an idea. So that's one way to unlock ideas. I got plenty more, but that's one.
I think that it's important that when people do that exercise, it's to let go of control. You know, so let go of the outcome. Yeah. There are no stupid ideas. And even if it's just you coming up with the ideas, it's like, yep, who's around to know it, right? Yep. So it's just, I love that the way you work and that idea of having, you know, just laying it out and then you'll whittle away, but don't be afraid to think of, you know, it's just the process is thinking. Yeah. I love that. So when people have that idea, they've laid out their 15 ideas on paper. How do you know what the money idea is? How do you know what that idea is and what to actually focus your energy on?
So because you've got lots of ideas on paper, and on paper is key, so you captured them all. Then my favorite tool is our sticky notes. I'm not going to say the brand. The favorite tool is sticky notes. And I say, start, transfer what you've written in your journals. You know, we write journals, but they're pages upon pages and the thoughts get lost in those pages. So I like to say, take nuggets of your idea, put them on sticky notes, and put your sticky notes up on a wall or on a flip chart paper or a whiteboard. And then start pulling those sticky notes. You know, you step back and you look at those notes and you start to organize them. And it's hard to do, but I'm exaggerating on the camera, but you're pulling sticky notes, you're mixing, you're matching, and you see things differently. And eventually you filter down to, what is the idea? What is the thing that seems most likely will bring me income now? And I'm focused on business. So, and then in today's internet capabilities, it is so easy to do market research. Don't develop it completely and spend that time and money before you test it. Put it out there. Don't worry about somebody stealing your idea. Put it out there, maybe in the form of a question. Would you fill in the blank? What do you think about fill in the blank, and throw it out there to your Facebook friends, to your, you know, have a focus group on Zoom or Skype, and just test out an idea to see whether it is something that somebody else would be interested in. Find out what they would pay for. There's just so many ways to market test ideas now that didn't exist even 3 or 4 years ago. And that's how I'd say I help somebody come down to their money idea. And then we work out how to make that happen.
One of the gifts of an entrepreneurial spirit is that they have a lot of ideas. Mm-hmm. They're the forward thinkers. I don't know if you've ever read the book E-Myth, Michael Gerber. That's kind of a staple for any entrepreneur, right? And he describes you're the entrepreneurial, you're the manager, you're the technician. And so somebody's got to be the entrepreneur. And so in that very nature is to be the ideas person. But what can result from that is that you get off target. It's like you start with an idea and then you go, oh, wait, a squirrel.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, wait, a dog, right? And so we tend to whoop, go that way and that way. How do you get those entrepreneurs to stay on track and continue with action to to stay on track and complete the idea that they have come up with?
Or instead of the squirrel, if you work alone and you have a home office, it's, oh wait, the laundry or some of those other things that just like distract you.
Yep, I've been there, definitely. Right. Usually if I know I have to do laundry, I start to head that way and then I'm distracted by five other things and then forgot about the laundry.
Actually implementing an idea And I think any thought, I mean, I'm not talking about something that's, oh, a new product or a new service, although typically for entrepreneurs it is. This is anything you're thinking about that you know you want to get done. The way to stay focused, and, you know, there isn't an easy get your idea focused quick kind of a solution. To me, it's having something visual, having something in front of you. And I mean, many a coach says to write down your goals. I'm the same way. I tell people I have a tool that makes where the first thing we do is, what are your goals? But the way that I seem to keep people focused over long term, basically two things. The tool that I use lays out, so you've got your goal here. I guess things are opposite on the camera. You've got your goal here. What are the steps to get to that goal? So when you see a 2-week step and a 1-month milestone and a 3-month milestone, it's easier to see your progress than, oh, my goal is over here and I'll get to it. It's like, how? You have to have milestones. So I get people to identify what's it take step by step by step to get to that goal. How much time? Let's look at your life in reality, because you've got all the other demands of life, and figure that into your plan, and then celebrate along the way. So it's, like I said, it's detailed step by step, nothing fancy and cute. And then I believe that working with other people, working in a group all along the way, that keeps you focused, that keeps you accountable, that helps you when you're going here, a group of peers that brings you back and keeps you focused over time. Those are the two ways that I get people to actually achieve a year or 2 years from now what they really wanted to set out to achieve.
It really is a great support system. But again, action oriented. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, entrepreneurs need someone like you who you are kind of very matter. You know, it's matter of fact. Are you going to do it or you're not going to do it? And how are you going to get there?
Yeah, that's the corporate thinking. I mean, there are no excuses. There's not how do you feel today or what happened at home kind of thing involved in a company business.
Well, you're definitely a treasure, even as my friend. I love you having you as my friend, but that's because you. I love that kind of person that just in general. I mean, even in life, whether it's your business or in life, yeah. And you're feeling stuck, and you yeah. have ideas, or you might be in a career that you want to leave because you're just not happy. You've also yeah. been there. And yep. so you know how to help people, although maybe you wouldn't advise that they do what you did, where you left and you had no money and you had no idea what was going to come once you did it. But, you know, that could cause a lot of stress too, but yep. maybe it is. But you can help even work them, get them through yep. that process by creating those small measurable goals yep. And helping them stay on track. So you're a treasure and you're the idea implementation specialist is who you are. How can people find you?
Well, people can find me, and all of my contact info is at, it's easy, my name, SylviaHenderson.com. So that's S-Y-L-V-I-A Henderson.com.
Well, thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure talking to you. And we look forward to seeing you here again when you come back for Celebrity yeah. Science, if you do. And you're just a huge supporter of eWomen Network as well. So we really enjoy you and appreciate everything you've done for us. Until next time. Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
You're listening to the EWN Podcast Network.